Dipinder Goyal taps Zetwerk Ethereal machines for temple.
Travel fintech startups KPR closes $63 million round.
Tamil Nadu and Kerala get an AI minister.
Nykaa Honasar reports strong quarterly numbers.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with a story that shows how India's startup ecosystem is becoming increasingly interconnected, from cap tables to factory floors. Now, as per our sources, Dipinder Goyal's wearable tech startup Temple has picked Zetwerk and Ethereal Machines as manufacturing partners.
That's right, Temple has been operating for over a year now and is building experimental wearable devices, including a patch that basically sticks to a person's temple and tracks brain flow activity in real time. So we now hear that while Temple will largely manufacture devices in-house, Ethereal Machines will handle precision manufacturing of sensors, and Zetwerk will help scale up production.
Zetwerk, of course, is known for large-scale contract manufacturing across industries, while Ethereal Machines specializes in precision CNC manufacturing and on-demand engineering services.
Yes, there's also an interesting investor overlap here. Peak 15 Partners and Steadview Capital are investors in all three companies, while Zetwerk founders Amrit Acharya, Srinath Ramakrishnan, Vishal Chaudhary and Rahul Sharma are also angel investors in Ethereal Machines.
Temple has already shipped around 100 devices and now plans to scale manufacturing to thousands of units, targeting both India and international markets, including the US. It's still very much in early stage and experimental category. So the bigger question now is whether Dipinder Goyal can turn that concept into a scalable consumer hardware business. We have to see if he can replicate the success that he found with Zomato and Blinkit to Temple. Now, next up, travel fintech startup Scapia has raised a big round, betting that for Gen Z consumers, travel is no longer aspirational. It is almost par for the course. And investors seem to agree. Scapia has raised $63 million from General Catalyst, along with existing investors Peak 15 and Z47, at a valuation of around $300 million.
Yes, the company initially launched with a zero forex markup credit card and later expanded into a broader travel platform. Founder and CEO Anil Gotethi told Money Control that the long-term goal was always to build a travel lifestyle company, not just a financial product.
Interestingly, while the industry average is around 2 travel bookings a year per customer, Scapia says its users make roughly 5 bookings annually.
Yes, some more numbers here. The company's customer base has apparently been growing 7-fold over the last year, while its hotel business has expanded nearly 15 times, though from a smaller base. So Scapia's core customer base is Gen Z's, with users largely between 26 and 28 years old. For now, Gotethi says the focus remains on scaling the platform further.
Now, moving on to AI policy, where South Indian states are beginning to treat artificial intelligence as a full-fledged government's priority. Kerala became the first Indian state to officially create an AI-linked cabinet portfolio on May 21st.
Yes, and within a day, Tamil Nadu under Chief Minister Vijay followed with its own AI-focused ministry allocation. In Kerala, senior IUML leader P.K. Kunali Kutti has been assigned portfolios including information technology, AI startups, industries and commerce.
Meanwhile, in Tamil Nadu, R. Kumar has been assigned the AI Ministry, Information Technology and Digital Services portfolio.
Tamil Nadu's new government had earlier promised an AI ministry, an AI university, and even an AI city and broader digital governance infra as part of its election plans.
Now, the new AI ministry in Tamil Nadu is expected to oversee AI policy, IT infra, digital governance systems, and adoption of emerging technologies across sectors.
So the broader shift here is that AI is no longer being treated as just a tech sector opportunity. States are increasingly linking it to industrial policy, startups, public services, and digital infra as well.
Finally, earnings coming in from the beauty and personal care space, where both Nykaa and Honasa Consumer reported strong quarterly growth.
Yes, Nykaa posted a profit of about 78 crore rupees for the March quarter compared to about 20 crore rupees a year ago. Revenue from its core beauty business also rose over 27% to about 2,400 odd crores.
Its fashion business, which includes brands like Victoria's Secret and Titans Mia, grew even faster, with revenue rising 40% to 225 crores. Overall revenue for Nykaa increased 28.4% to 2,648 crore rupees.
Yes. Meanwhile, Honasa Consumer, the parent company of Mamaearth, also reported quite strong numbers. Honasa posted a net profit of about 69.4 crore rupees in the quarter 4 FY26, which is up 178% year on year.
Revenue from operations rose over 23% to 657 crore during the quarter. For the full financial year, the company reported a profit of 200 crore compared to around 73 crore in the previous year.
So across beauty and personal care, one theme seems to be same. Companies are continuing to focus on premiumization, offline expansion and profitability as competition in the category is intensifying. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thanks for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.